Welcome to the Fearless Sellers, the Women of Amazon podcast. I'm Joey Roberts.
Think of it as like this like superhuman that you have on your team that's writing this stuff from scratch and they're using all the knowledge of the world behind them.
Welcome to the Fearless Sellers podcast, the Women of Amazon. Jamie Davidson is joining us today. Jamie is a longtime Amazon seller. He's been selling for over 10 years, around the nine-figure mark. Has been kind of an OG to the Amazon space. He founded AMZ Insiders about 6 years ago, and he is my business partner.
Boom.
Jamie. Yep. Welcome to the podcast.
Thanks for having me on. I know you've had a lot of great guests, so I appreciate you having me join you here.
We're excited to talk to you today about selling on Amazon with AI and ChatGPT. What's that all about?
Yeah, so I mean, it's certainly the hot topic in the world right now, right? In terms of AI and specifically that ChatGPT tool.
What is AI? What is that?
Yeah, so AI itself is artificial intelligence, which again is not new. ChatGPT is a tool that basically uses kind of artificial intelligence which is the technical aspect. It's like a language model that can generate like unique responses every single time. Some people are familiar with like Jasper as a tool that basically mostly to create content. I'm sure we'll talk about it more, but it's just like incredibly powerful what these tools can do. Some people are scared by them about how powerful they are, but it really creates a massive opportunity for those, especially and particularly in the Amazon space.
It's very cool. Yes. And you're right. It is a hot topic across the world. From the little bit that I know about it, when ChatGPT came out on the OpenAI, I jumped on it. You got on there, and it seems like everybody is on there. Obviously, the young minds were on there first.
Like us.
Yes, like us.
That is true. And when I started playing around with it, because we try to jump on things quick and understand, assess things, we don't really get shiny object syndrome from a perspective of there's lots of new things that come out. And so there's a lot of things that aren't worth our time. But this is definitely something that people should be paying attention to. I know some people I've seen like on social media or Facebook, they're like, oh, I'm sick of seeing so much about, you know, ChatGPT or AI. I was like, well, this is one you want to pay attention to because there's real meaningful money to be made. And there's also massive advantage to early adoption and kind of first mover advantage. And this is one of those areas that I really believe just at the beginning of in terms of users and entrepreneurs starting to use this stuff, but it's going to continue to evolve like very rapidly, you know, through the course of the year and the years to come.
Very cool. Yeah. So we will stay on this and we're going to stay on it so much that you have dove straight into studying, researching, learning, collaborating on how Amazon sellers can use this to boost sales and market their brands and use it in a whole bunch of different ways.
Yeah. So maybe it'd be helpful for me is to share some of the ways that you can, people can actually use this. And before I even do that, I kind of gave a high level discussion of ChatGPT and AI, but for those that have not used it yet, essentially what it is on the website that you go to, it's like a Google search bar, right? You just basically have it. We call these prompts where you can ask it anything. You can prompt it to produce whatever you want. So it's just basically like a search box and you simply ask it, for example, write me for my Amazon listing, 5 bullet points of 500 characters or less about my massage gun or whatever the product may be, right? Any of the million products, and off it will go, it will write it. So you can literally ask it anything. You could say, write me a history paper about, the Civil War and how it came to a conclusion in 1,000 words. And it's going to go ahead and take some time and it's going to write it in front of you there by there. Once in a while, we'll say like, hey, if you ask it something like maybe too current or something it doesn't know about or too niche, like if I said, tell me how to do XYZ specifically here in Alpharetta, Georgia, blah, blah, blah. It may say, you know, I don't know the specifics of this topic as it relates to Alpharetta, but by and large, it's like, it just blows your mind with how good and how impressive the results are. And so it's definitely something you can take advantage of.
Very cool. Yeah. So it sounds like what you're saying is you give direct prompts and within seconds, it comes back with just a compilation of all information. And it's just pulling it from everywhere across the web.
Yeah, exactly. It's based right now, chat, as we speak now, ChatGPT is 3.0 is the version. And so it's based on data from the end of 2021 and before and back to like the beginning of time. But there is going to be a ChatGPT 4 coming out soon, which is going to be supposedly like 100 times more powerful and have more data than ChatGPT 3, which is crazy. And so, it's pretty amazing. I'll jump into a couple things, you know, kind of now sharing what it is or how you use it kind of at a basic level. But, you know, specific to Amazon, some of the things we've been playing around with is a lot around the content, right? So anything content related is, you know, perfect for it. So, you know, you're listing around it. You can ask for recommendations on product research. So you can basically ask it for ideas in certain categories. You can kind of keep peeling back the onion. So you can keep like layering down to more and more questions about, let's say, a product, let's say about the customer base that would buy a specific product. You can do obviously the listing itself. Any kind of question, like let's say you have a question to seller support, or you have an issue with your account, and you're trying to find the best way to write it. You can ask it to, you know, like write me in response to Amazon seller support regarding my listing being suppressed for a photography or an image issue. And it'll write out like a very like smart, well-written note for you that like is impressive. The other big way is any kind of external content, like beyond Amazon, like, so for example, emails or blog posts, social media posts, right? You and I both do a ton on different social media platforms. Let's say captions for an Instagram or just like, you know, basically kind of like blog posts for Facebook pages, LinkedIn, blog for your website, all that stuff. It can do an amazing, like just really knock it out for you with amazing content and just do it really, really quickly.
So it saves you time and it's almost like a little virtual assistant helping you.
Yeah. It's like a virtual assistant that's like super smart, is like the world's greatest copywriter. You know, kind of the days, like a lot of people pay copywriters. You've done this for like paid a copywriter. Basically, some people pay a couple thousand a week, paid $4,000 a month for people to help write some of our emails. And essentially that, you know, not 1,000%, but largely can go away because you have, you know, basically that level of talent at your, you know, at your resource via that site. And it's, again, a total game changer. One thing I would share too about it is I'd say it's like 90+% of the solution, but you know, I wouldn't recommend just using it and then posting that. Like, add a little bit of your own color and flavor. Let it make you, you know, 10 times more powerful, you know, faster, or your virtual assistant more faster, but then add in, you know, your own color to it or make it your own very quickly, right? You don't have to write the whole thing, but you know, there are little nuances that it wouldn't know, maybe particularly about your company or your product or whatever it is that you're, you know, the reason that you're sharing this information, that you can layer into it to make it your own.
Yeah, that's good advice. It's your brand. You still have to have your personal touch, and you should definitely be proofreading anything that AI writes for you or your company.
Yeah, 100%. There's something I noticed too, which is like, there's a style that it writes. It does such a good job, like in the formatting. So if you ask it to write you a blog post, for example, about, you know, write me a blog post about how someone should find a product to sell on Amazon, for example, it will write it. It has a certain style that I get used to, because it usually has like a nice conclusion paragraph. It's like, in summary, blah, blah, blah. And it recaps the sentence, but it's a little bit, even though the content's unique every time, like if you just post that on LinkedIn as it is, people that are familiar with this will get like, oh wait, that's a ChatGPT, because you have a feel for the type of style it has, that, you know, you don't want to make it too predictable. So, you know, for example, I would probably write the final paragraph, you know, myself, tweak it around there. And certainly, like I said, add your own color to certain things. But overall, it's like, again, really, really good content and can give you really good insight around different aspects of your Amazon business.
You're listening to the Fearless Sellers, the Women of Amazon podcast. If you like what you're hearing, click the subscribe button. We have new content coming out all the time and you don't want to miss out.
That's very cool. What about if you already have an assistant or a VA? Like, what's one way to have them help you utilize this?
Yeah, I love this. I learned this from Perry Belcher. Some of you guys may know he's the founder of a traffic and conversion event, a massive marketing event for digital marketers in the war room, and kind of like an OG in the copywriting and space. And he has probably, I don't know, I think he has hundreds of VAs that work with him. But one of the tips that makes total sense is to use these type of tools to what we call make them super VAs. All right. So if you have a VA, you know, they can do, you know, they might be, for example, and one of our coaches used the example, Matt was sharing, like, let's say your VA can, you're having them write Amazon posts and they might be able to create, you know, three posts in a day or something like that. Well, with, if you give them, you know, some basic training direction on how to use this and how to, like what I said before, make it your own a little bit or add your guys' color from your brand. They were able to create 30 of these like in like an hour, right? Like basically like every couple of minutes you could create some, or maybe 30 of them in 2 hours by the time you play around with it. So yeah, so that question is, you know, you can really make like your VA, it's like having every VA now, it's like having, you know, five VAs or 10 VAs for each one. So it's, yeah, that's a great point you bring up, but you definitely want to leverage this besides yourself, but leverage it through your team or virtual assistants as well.
I've also heard just kind of the chatter across the Amazon selling industry of what if I have it write my Amazon listing? And to me, that seems so risky. And I was like, what? You're going to have it write your Amazon listing?
Yeah. So, you know, what people say, you know, we get this question a lot, even though, like I said, it's not that we're the gurus of all AI, but it's like we adapt stuff quick. And we also, we collaborate with other top kind of entrepreneurs outside of the Amazon space, how people are using it, right? People in the real estate space, people in across digital marketing, all sorts of different areas, and kind of get feedback on what's going on. So one of the things people have to remember, which is not as intuitive, is that these are not replicable responses they give you. So the response it gives you is completely unique and personal. It's just using the brain. Think of it as like this like superhuman that you have on your team that's writing this stuff from scratch, and they're using all the knowledge of the world behind them. And so if you write it, therefore it's not going to come up somewhere else the same way. It's one of the reasons why when I saw one of my boys, one of my three sons using ChatGPT, I was like, you know, hey, don't you got to be careful with that? Same thing, like using that to write a paper. He's like, well, I ran it through the plagiarism checkers and everything came. It always passes because why? Because it's not plagiarism. It's a completely unique thing. Goes back to the same point. That being said, you know, use it as a tool to make you really efficient, but don't use it as the 100% solution, you know, by itself.
Yeah, that is interesting about the plagiarism, because I guess this is a question. What if you write the exact same prompt as somebody else? Do you get the exact same paper response?
No. So, I mean, you'll see this on the tool. You can hit regenerate. You can ask it the same question. And every time you hit regenerate, it's going to be unique. Every time it's unique. So it doesn't ever replicate the same answer for anybody, no matter if it's the same question. So it's pretty crazy like that. So then,
you know, I'm an Amazon seller. So if I was going to have it write my listing, I could put it in several times and get like five different versions of my listing and take that and compile and mix it and make sure my keywords are in the proper locations.
Absolutely. Yes. And there's also the other thing, I mean, one of the big things about using this tool is because people get focused on the output, the magic, kind of the secret sauce of what, you know, how you can, you know, as a listener, how you can use a ChatGPT better than someone else. It's all about the prompt. So it's about what you ask it to write for you, because you may think at first on the surface, you may say, okay, yeah, write an Amazon listing like this. But there's you can go very specific. For example, it's been shown that the listings that convert best are ones that are written at a fifth grade reading level. So you can include that in your prompt. Say, write this listing at a fifth grade reading level. And another technique you can use, which is pretty slick, people have been doing, is like in the voice of blah, blah, blah. So you can do it in the person of like a famous person, a top writer, like a top influencer that's well known, and it will, you know, it will follow that. You can also say like a tone, like write it in like in a humorous tone, right? And it will add some humor to it. And every time it'll give you different approaches. So you want to add some different angles and kind of specificity to your prompts, because that really is, you know, where you can really have it do some amazing things on the type of prompts you can add. And, you know, for Amazon, we've already created like, you know, tons and tons of prompts that you can, you know, if you know these prompts, you can essentially just plug it in. And again, you might tweak them a little bit, but you can, you know, you can make it your own. So I can give you, I'll just give a few examples too of like some prompts you could do for Amazon.
Yeah. Give us a few from the prompt list. And I know that list is like a hot list. When we showed it once or twice and everyone's like, I need that list. So yeah, give me some of the prompts off the list.
Sure. And some of these are some examples. So let's say you already have a listing. So it's one prompt is, can you rewrite these bullets for a XYZ product in a way a fifth grader can understand, right? Here's another prompt. Create a schedule for me to launch my new product by March 31st, 2023. Include action items, timelines, contingency plans, breaks, and user feedback. Like, put in that prompt and you'll be blown away with the plan that comes back for you. Here's some for like customer service. Write a helpful email to a customer where their XYZ product was broken and offering a free return and our desire to make it right. You know, see what you get there. For product ideas, you know, what are the most popular new, I said, massage products that cost between $35 and $75? Can you find additional product ideas for our company that sells XYZ products? What is the type of person interested in, again, whatever your product is, X product? How can we differentiate our product to make it stand out from other products on the market? Right. So online, you can come with these things. And again, you're going to get really, really powerful answers from that.
Those are really good prompts. I have seen and heard them, but every time I hear them, I'm like, yes, those are so good. And, you know, the one about differentiating your product, what other products can I sell? Like, I would have loved to have had that, you know, years ago when I was in like the trenches of selling. I was like, I need products. I'll still do it for my store and check it out now. But when you're stressed and you're in that selling, it's like, oh, if you just had this little backup tool. So this is really interesting, very cool. I see why it's changing the landscape.
Yeah. And this is just the start. So, you know, one of the things is the tool itself, but what quickly happens is a lot of it is kind of this race for these tools, for this capability to be integrated to other tools. Cause I think some of the real magic and power comes when, you know, besides its power as a standalone tool, when it starts integrating into some other capabilities out there. So for example, I know Go High Level, a popular tool out there, is integrating this into, I think they just announced that they've integrated this into their platform so people can leverage it there. I know Zapier, which some of you guys may know, Zapier helps things like, it basically connects different softwares and systems. So if someone emails you in your database, you can connect a Zap, for example, to Twilio to text or to basically any other software to connect like an action or connect to your Facebook account. So there's a lot of these other tools are starting to connect into this. So you're going to see integration and how you can leverage this in other unique ways. And this is just writing. There's also tools where to help you create your images through AI. Some of you guys, you know, have seen those. And Joey, I know you posted a while back, right? Some of the AI images of you, all the different ones that were created, right? Just off of like a couple photos of you, right?
Yeah, we all jumped on that trend, right? Just to get fun photos of us. But I was actually on Discord. Forgive me, I can't remember the exact name of the app, but it was part of the Discord. And I went into just the newbie section and I was putting prompts in there, and it's like a slash image, and then you give it a prompt very similar to like what you were saying for ChatGPT, but basically it's image based. And I was playing around in there. I will tell you, the amount of people who are also in there playing is a lot. So when you're putting it in, so many other people's images are coming up. So you have to be very quick and find where your image went. Yeah.
I think you're probably in Midjourney.
Midjourney. Yeah, that's what I was using. Yeah. It was very interesting.
Like you said, it operates in a Discord, which is unique to people. It's almost a little confusing. If you go try to use Midjourney, it will take you to their Discord, and you're thinking like, I don't want to be on their Discord. I want Midjourney. It's like, no, that is Midjourney. But it's kind of crazy. Yeah, because as you post stuff, it's like the next one's coming up, because it's all kind of shared real time. So it's crazy about how, again, based on how good your prompt is, though, right, it can generate, you know, amazing images. But the magic in there is what you're asking it to do.
It was interesting to see other people's prompts, because they were getting really good images. My prompts were not that good. It was my first time trying it, but watching their prompts taught me. So I thought, hey, this is kind of cool to be in the newbie group. And I imagine once you feel like you kind of mastered a prompt, they move from the newbie group into their category, but I'm not ready for that yet.
Yeah. No, same thing. I went into that same group and was watching it and seeing how it was unique, because I kind of wanted like the privacy of ChatGPT. You're not using it by yourself, and so no one else can see. But there, it was all like, you're collaborating together, or it was all kind of like crowd sourcing and sharing prompts and image creation.
Yes. I was also trying to use it to create a logo, and that did not go very well.
So some of the stuff will be the start of it, where it'll be like, oh, that didn't go well. But then as things get better, suddenly before you know it, there'll be a tool that focuses specifically on logos that will just like make it super easy for you. This is like the beginning of, when you first started using the internet, like in the 90s, right back, or even before the AOL days, there was like these weird tools and there was this weird web thing. It's a little bit what this is like, right? Like, we're like, hey, I'm trying to make it do this and it doesn't quite work. Well, before long, like Canva or something else, you'll go in there and you'll prompt it probably like in a Canva, it'll give you like this amazing logo, would be my prediction before too long.
Yeah, that would be very cool, because as those that are watching us on video can see right behind me, I designed this myself. Would be interesting to see what could be designed. Well, thank you so much for sharing this. And we touched a little bit on how you're an early adopter, you're going to be an OG in this space, but you're still learning and collaborating. Mm-hmm. And what's coming up next for you with this AI?
Yeah, the thing that the approach I've taken, and I've kind of learned this over the years, like we built our Amazon business to scale that. There was a very small team of us that went out. It was almost like a secret, right, in terms of what we were doing, or we kept a lot of things hush hush. But we had a group of us that were doing it. So I definitely have found that it's better to collaborate and work with people. And it's not about egos and people thinking that they're the true expert. The way we've had success is going, hey, none of us are the true expert, but can we collaborate? Can you meet with other people? Can you pull other people in with you and get ideas? I was presenting this topic just the other day, and people in the chat were coming up with really good ideas that I'm like, that's a great point. And so, along those lines, what we're doing, Joey, and we'll put something in the show notes if you're, watching or listening to the podcast around this, or if you're on YouTube watching it, we'll put something in the notes. But yeah, we're pulling together a group of people interested in working on this together. Essentially, there's a lot we're learning and implementing and testing out, but we don't know it all. We don't know exactly what will work and what will not work, but we're basically putting together a group that are really diving into this heavy, and eventually we'll report back down the road to everyone else in terms of the results we find. But we're pulling in kind of a group of really motivated people that love to be part of something like this that, is a true game changer. Like, there's a lot of stuff that comes out, that's a little bit, let's say NFTs or something like that, where it's like, how do I really use this? And I think for a lot of people, it becomes a little bit more of a distraction, whereas this is something like really tangible. And I think everyone has an opportunity to create benefit, financial benefit, help their customers in a bigger way by, you know, by really understanding and really collaborating with others. So yeah, that's what we're doing. We're putting together a group. And so you guys can check this out. And depending on when you're listening to this, you know, and hopefully come join it and learn more.
Very cool. Thank you so much for coming on here and chatting with me on the Fearless Sellers podcast and sharing your insight. And we will definitely get all of that in the show notes so that people can stay connected on ChatGPT, what's next with AI and the group that you're building and what's coming next. Anything else you want to share before we say goodbye?
Yeah, I appreciate you having me on your podcast. This podcast is crushing it. So I definitely enjoyed all of the guests you've had and encourage people to make sure you follow the podcast. And I look forward to this journey ahead, especially in the AI space related to Amazon.
Awesome. Well, I know that you will be on again in the near future, but until then, stay fearless. If you're looking to get started selling on Amazon or maybe need some help with your current sales on Amazon, go to fearlesssellers.com. That's a lot of S's in there. Fearlesssellers.com. Use coupon code FEARLESS for 50% off our next event. Thank you for listening to the Fearless Sellers, the Women of Amazon podcast. Until next time, stay fearless.